Hello, and welcome to your reflection for December 9th, the first Saturday of Advent. Today we speak first of the origins of Advent. Advent once began on the feast of St. Martin of Tours, November 11th, and ended on Epiphany, a total of 40 days, excluding Sundays. In the late 5th century, French Bishop Perpetuus of Tours decided to institute a special fast that would be observed 3 days every week before Christmas. He chose to start it upon the conclusion of St. Martin's feast day. This became known as the 40 Days Fast of St. Martin. The bishop also used Mass texts from Lent during this pre-Christmas period. The practice of a pre-Christmas fast soon spread to other parts of Europe, with starting dates ranging from as early as September 24th to December 1st. This fast eventually evolved into the season of Advent. December also marks the birthday of another Saint Martin, Saint Martin de Porres. The saint was born in Lima, Peru on December 9, 1579. His mother was a freed slave, and Saint Martin suffered poverty and ridicule throughout his life. He is the patron saint of social justice, racial harmony, and mixed-race people. A Dominican lay brother, Martin took on the lowliest jobs within his community. He had great compassion for the sick and was known for miraculous healings, as well as bilocation and a unique ability to talk to animals. His compassion for all people reflected the heart and love of God. As we turn to the gospel, our discussion about Zechariah continues for the third day. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." Luke chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. Zechariah goes home. I'm not told where home is initially, but later, when Mary visits, I learn it was a town of Judah, the same part of the land as Jerusalem in the hill country. Elizabeth soon learns that she is pregnant, as the angel had promised, and she expresses her joy at what God has done for her. Mary will do the same in her Magnificat. Prayers of thanksgiving are the easiest to say. Every day, even on bad days, I come across all sorts of things that can remind me of God's goodness. Trees, little children, warm water, the sound of birds, a good burger, the sun, moon, stars, a kindness someone does for me. If I keep my eyes open for them, I can catch lots of things I never really noticed as gifts before. Things that deserve a simple word of thanks to God. If I haven't done it often enough this week, right now might be a good time for a prayer of thanksgiving to God. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.